So my family gives me the most memorable gifts, and they're remarkable how memorable they really are. To their defense, they have told me that I am that person that's really hard to buy for in their life. So everyone can think of that person, I am that for them. And the reason they say that I'm that person is because I've moved to Baltimore. I'm originally from Ohio. I moved to Baltimore, to the big city, and I have this job where I try and get people to use smoke alarms and car seats and get older drivers to figure out when they should give up their driver's license to make it safe on the roads for them and for us. And so, according to my family, I have a job where I take the fun out of everything. So here I am, living in the big city, doing this very strange job at a university where I kind of teach and I kind of do research. It's like, what does this mean? We don't understand. So we're going to try and do our best and buy you gifts that we think fit in your life. I've gotten a cappuccino maker, and that sounds like a fabulous gift, but the problem is I don't drink coffee. I'm actually slightly allergic to it. And when I asked, why did you give me a cappuccino maker, I was told, you bought a house. You might have guests. They may want coffee. Note to you, if you come to my house and you want coffee, I will go to Royal Farms for you. I am not making it for you. I've also gotten a used copy of Microsoft Windows, the operating platform, because you never know when your computer might crash. I work at a university. I can get any software I want anytime I pretty much want it. I got a juicer that not only was it sticky, it was kind of broken. I didn't even ask about that because I wasn't really sure where that was coming from or why that made it in. But the gift I want to tell you about happened Christmas 2006. When I went home, I should also tell you that I have one of these families that like to videotape people and take pictures. So individually, we open our presents, and there's a camera on you taking pictures. And over the years, these pictures get shown more and more when guests come over later in the evening, and I look mortified. So because I look mortified in these pictures and seem completely ungrateful, I developed a patented response. And my response is, oh, how nice. Because it could be nice. It could be nice for someone else. So say it with me. Oh, how nice. You may use that, and it's not necessarily a lie. So think about the, when you're using it, think about that it might be nice under a different circumstance. So I'm at home at Christmas, and I see this box, and it's really pretty. And I'm so excited because it's for me, and it's kind of big, and it's pretty, and it's under the tree. So the next morning, I grab the box that I want, and I'm sitting waiting for my turn, and I unwrap it, and I open it, and I close it, and make sure on the lid it actually said my name. And I open it, and I put the lid down, and I take it out. And I realize the cameras are on me. So I raise it up so you can't see my face because I know the look. I have no poker face, and I know the look that's coming across my face is a little bit between terror and horror. And so I'm looking at this jacket with the flames up the sleeve and the patches on the front, and my sister says, turn it around. It says the miracle of science. It's you. It's science. And I'm thinking, this is the anti-me jacket. If there is a piece of clothing in the world that is not me, I just opened it for Christmas morning. And so I'm quickly trying to figure out how to wrap this NASCAR racing jacket back up and put it in the box to put it back under the tree. And so while I'm putting it back under the tree, like, everyone's trying to get me to try it on, and I'm like, no, that's never going to happen. But I'll take it home, and, you know, it'll wind up in the land of all of my other gifts. But what I realized over the years is that these presents seem to be interesting on a certain level, but there's a silver lining. I have a lot of friends. I went to a lot of universities and have been in school a long time. So I have a lot of friends who've left Baltimore, who no longer live in this country, who somewhere between December 25th and, say, Valentine's Day, call me and they say, what did you get for Christmas this year? But I get to spend this time and catch up with these people that are very near and dear to me and have spent a lot of time in my life doing things with me. And inevitably, there's always a time that someone will say, why don't you sell this stuff on eBay? It's all in your attic. And I think, there will come a time where I can pull stuff like this out show my family and say, what exactly were you thinking?
Then you see Jones.